What up, boys?
What's up, man?
How much? What's going on? How you feeling?
Just chilling.
Good, good.
I don't know. I feel like time traveling or something.
I'm not feeling this.
Yeah, me neither.
Like, what's going on here?
Kind of sick of this format.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I try something quick? And I think I can fix it.
Sure. I'm down for anything.
Are you boys ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right.
That's better.
Whoa.
What's up, boys?
How do we do that?
I don't know.
Magic?
Holy shit.
Magic. What is this?
I don't know. We got chairs.
How did you get here?
Together.
What the heck?
What's up, buddy?
Hey.
Yo.
No more of this.
Ooh. Yeah, this time we're doing it, but we're actually in the room together.
I like it.
So what's up, everybody? As you can see, we are here together. Mm. Lessons learned together.
Together.
Finally, after 77 episodes.
Rip Jared Rumsey.
Rip Jared Rumsey, and Joe.
This is Joe's house.
Joe's like in Spain now or whatever, but...
Yeah.
Hashtag get Joe's wife instead.
Yeah. Anywho, great to be here. Great to see you guys in person.
This is great.
And that's kind of what we're going to be talking about today. It's just like the simple pleasures, like getting to see your friends for real instead of through a screen. So, Chris.
I love it. Welcome. Welcome. Welcome.
We're together.
It's exciting.
It's so weird. No Discord. Oh, man.
Yeah, we actually have to talk to each other.
This is cool.
It's weird. Yeah. I actually look at you.
I know. I feel like you're going to judge me. I feel like I'm going to be judged.
Talon can't fidget on his phone.
Yeah.
Dang it.
No homework on the side.
Wait a second.
No, the little things, right? So we talk about that all the time, is appreciate the little things. So we're here. Friends, family together. Joey's, going overseas. So we're all together one last time before he leaves. So that was the point of this weekend. I'm back in this is Delaware, by the way.
We're in Delaware.
You're not even home right now.
No, I'm not. None of us are home.
Yeah, we're in Delaware.
The one person who would be home is not here.
Yeah, what the
It seems backwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Going up to Jersey tomorrow. Going hiking. We already camped twice. My backyard for a night, but
count it.
It counts.
Simple thing. Man.
Lost our cat. Can't find the cat. Rip Snickers wherever you are. Hopefully you're found by the time this airs.
Find Snickers.
Hashtag find Snickers.
Find Snickers. Snickers like a candy bar. Yeah. But no, the little things. So I appreciate the fact that I'm gonna get to go be able to hike with Randy and Talon tomorrow, or Tuesday, wherever it rains. And coffee shops. The little things, right? What do you do that you enjoy, that you definitely take for granted sometimes? What do you guys think?
Yeah, I mean, we talked about this a lot. I mean, we've talked about this a lot throughout the show. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just really cool. Like, we talked about a lot of just, like, the memories we had from when we were kids. And just, like, doing dumb stuff. Like, stuff that now as adults we probably wouldn't really think was all that cool or all that fun. Like, we were just talking about the other day how we used to just go and drive around, like, Go to a gas station, pick up some stupid random snack, like cookies or something, and then go sit in a parking lot somewhere
and just chill
and eat it and listen to music or just sit there and talk.
And we were together.
And it was just like, it was really simple, but like just memories that we'll have forever and that we'll cherish forever.
Well, Chris forgot about it. Randy remembered, correct?
No, I remember.
I remember that. I was setting this up, bro. It was funny because we just made jokes about it. And we're like, it's great. It's fun. So I'm here as family. I haven't seen my family for 2 years. They keep making fun of me because I don't call them home, but like I travel elsewhere. So, but I mean, yeah, family's nice to see.
Yeah.
I need my own life back right now, but family's good. Short term, family's good. It's been a few days, so time to dip, but yeah, I like it. It's nice seeing Joe and his wife, Pam.
I got to meet Pam for the first time. Pam! She's awesome.
Maybe she's watching.
Yeah. Hi, Pam.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello from Spain.
Oh.
It's important, man. You gotta appreciate it because you definitely take it for granted. I mean, being in the military, like we were shipped across the country, deployed all overseas. We don't have the friends and family that we grew up with, right? So it's different. And how do you realize you're taking that for granted, like, while you're doing that in the moment?
Yeah, I mean, you kind of can't. It's always like, in looking back, I've heard a good quote. It's actually from Fallout, so you'll have known it. But the one guy says, the thing about happiness is you don't know you had it until it's gone. Mm. Like, you may think that you're happy, but, you don't really believe it deep down.
I think we talked about it multiple times before, that like in life, people always focus on the bad things. Right. So all those little tiny things that make you happy just get kind of forgotten. You like get tunnel vision on those bad things that's happening in your life and not the good things.
Which is weird because in our last episode, breakups, it's the complete opposite. You only remember the good things. It's like,
yeah,
what's going on up here? Human nature, right?
Our brains are kind of dumb.
Yeah. I know. That is, I never even thought about that. My blood. Yeah,
for real. Wow. No, I mean, we've just been, like, spending the last couple days together and, like, doing little stuff, like, you know, camping in the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we had a blast. We went and camped on out by the beach the other night, camped in the backyard last night. And, you know, it's just, like, it's stupid little stuff, but it's, like, so much fun. And that's kind of the stuff that when you look back, I mean, like, just like I said, we were talking about it, looking back at the stuff we did, you know, mm-hmm. 10 years from now.
Right.
We'll look back at this and think about, man, remember like Joe's party and like camping out in the backyard, Tent City. you know, it's like those are the things you're gonna remember in the long run. Like,
for sure.
Yeah, right now you kind of remember the bad things and you dwell on them.
Mm.
But you know, when all's said and done, and like I said, you know, 10 years down the road, we'll look back at this and like it's gonna be the good stuff. I mean, there's been a few bad things.
Yeah.
You know, we're not going to mention them or bring them up, but, you know, that's not what we're going to remember about, like, weekends like this. We're going to remember all, like, the good things.
Like Talon's one-liner, right? So we're out camping, and there's like, a highway. Now, I mean, pretty close by, right? And a motorcycle goes by, or a truck, whatever it was, and Talon just goes, nature. I'm going to remember that forever. That's stuck up here, dude.
That was
hilarious. Talon? Has come alive this week.
Yeah.
I've never seen
a whole new talent.
What are you talking about?
Like, your one-liners are on point this week. Your jokes are hilarious.
I get in the mood sometimes and, like, I don't know what happens.
Yeah. I mean, I don't get to spend as much time, like, personally with you. Like, I know we text a lot and, like, the times we're on the podcast together, but I don't get to spend a lot of time, like, personally with you, so I'm getting to see a side of town that I haven't really gotten to see.
Personally, I really like the days that I'm, like, really cynical, and, and, like, I just don't want to deal with anyone's crap, and I'm having conversations, and I just, like, make terrible jokes towards them, or, like, I'm kind of a jerk, but, like, I'm still kind of happy and smiling about it.
Yeah.
I love days like that.
Yeah, it's the best.
Oh.
Yeah, but no, the memories, I mean, just from one night is great, right? We will remember them forever.
Yeah.
And it is those little things, like, and appreciating that I'm home right now. Like, so, I mean, I'm here, I just mentioned, like, I kind of want to dip out, but maybe take advantage of the time that I still have here. Like, I'll go see my grandma tomorrow and, you know, make the most of it. And appreciate that time that I have with her, because I don't know next time I'm coming back home.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I mean, that is, like, honestly, personally, like, I'll probably remember, like, it's weird how life works with the small things versus, like, the big, like, huge things that you do in life. Like, I'll remember this weekend coming out here, meeting, like, Chris's family, seeing more, like, where Randy's from, too, especially tomorrow and everything.
Yeah.
It's, like, I'll remember stuff like this more than if I went and, like, blew $3,000 over a weekend at, like, Las Vegas or something like that.
Yeah.
It's, like, will I remember something like that, or will I remember destroying a beer pong yesterday with Randy? Or, actually, a perfect thing that I just thought about is, like, one of our friends yesterday, they were like, someone else was like, you sound just like Jonah Hill. And he's like, if I was Jonah Hill, I would not be here right now. And it's like, wait a second, why would Jonah Hill not be here right now? It's just like, why would he not be having fun with his friends? Even if he has like millions of dollars to blow, I guarantee he'll have more fun doing something like this than again, like going out on like a crazy weekend or something.
That's a good point. Jonah Hill, if you're watching.
Yeah, let us know if you appreciate the little things or if you just like to go blow your millions.
Yeah, I mean, I think
he likes to do the little things.
Jonah Hill's just watching this YouTube video.
No, it's just Nick.
Oh, that's wait. Hilarious. Love you, buddy.
Yeah. Not really.
Oh,
no, just kidding. I just can't meet you. Yeah.
And you can have it like at any moments, like when I'm back home, like I can just walk to a grocery store and I can buy whatever I want whenever I want, or go through a drive-thru, like anything like that. Like, those little tiny conveniences are, like, something that you just don't think about.
Yeah, we take a lot of things for granted. I think we especially take a lot of things for granted in this particular country. Like, I think we have it, for the most part, pretty good here. So, you know, like, and you get an appreciation. Like, I know I've talked about it before, so I'm not going to get into a lot of detail. But I've gone to, you know, third world countries. I know you guys have been to third world countries. Like, you see what it's like. Yeah.
I don't know if I have or not.
I haven't. I definitely have not.
Indeed.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Qatar is pretty rich.
Yeah. It's really segregated.
I can tell you, I have been to a third world country. And it really does give you an appreciation for, like, what you have here. And you appreciate the little things. It's like, you know, simply having a door, having a front door in your house. Like, I went by houses that just had a sheet. That was it. That
it's
was
pretty cool.
It's cool. I mean, I guess it's cool, but, like, you know, the one house we drive, we're going out into the countryside because we were going cave tubing, and we drive by this house that just has a sheet. And I literally, like, see this wild dog just, like, walking in the house. So, I mean, cool. So, like, maybe I don't think that would be pretty cool.
Maybe that's where Snickers is.
Yeah, maybe Snickers is there. Oh, just with my, Snickers has my phone charger cable,
Possibly, yeah, she ran with that. I mean, as much as we've been happy the last couple of days of Tent City.
Tent City.
We also are very happy to have our homes, too, so.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
That's great. I don't have to sleep in a tent tonight, so that's pretty cool.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. I've slept great the last 2 days. So.
Yeah. I don't know. Tent City 2023 music festival, maybe. Coffee, hipster fest.
Coffee,
I don't know.
Coffee tent.
Good music.
Dude, coffee tent. This isn't coming to you 2023. Coffee tent. Acai bowl tent. Granola tent. Parfait tent.
That's a little compound. Why don't we just buy a lessons learned, like, an acre of land and just, like.
Lessons learned. Acre.
Lessons learned acre.
It's just lessons learned acre.
Yeah.
Okay, why are you shaking the table?
Because I'm
excited.
Are you that hyped up or is it the monster?
It's the monster. I just swigged it.
This is good because before he was like totally dead to the world.
Yeah. Well, we're all dead to the world today.
Yeah, we slept in tents for the past 2 nights.
I slept good. I don't know what they're talking about. We also did party pretty hard for Joe last night.
Yeah.
Joe.
Yeah.
We're gonna miss you, buddy.
I mean, appreciating little things. Like, I gotta see Joe. Like, how crazy is that?
Yeah.
I met Joe for the first time in real life.
Yeah.
Like, this guy that, I mean, again, like, I've been playing video games with him. I know him obviously because of the podcast. So I know him, like, over the internet. Small thing right there, too. Internet. But I've gotta meet him. Like, hop on a plane, fly across the country, meet this guy, say bye to him before he leaves to another country. Like, what a world that I was able to just do something like that.
That is nice. Yeah. And then going back to, like, the deployment, dude, like, not having to walk to a bathroom. There's a bathroom in my house. Like, that's incredible. And, like, I want to live out of a bus, you know? So running water is going to be a huge deal, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you only have a finite amount of water before you got to refill. So just the little things, right? Like, even... I mean, we just saw Mike wandering bus duty.
Yes, we did.
Oh,
we
my God. The little thing. How do we forget about that?
What? Yeah.
I just remembered. I didn't forget, guys. Mike, we'd never forget you, buddy. But we just ran into him. I was like, hey, dude, we're going to REI. You want to meet up? He's like, yeah, I'll meet you there. And saw Mike. You know, he invited me to his family's Easter. I didn't get to go, unfortunately. But, I mean, it's an invite, right? It's those little things. Like, appreciating that invite. Appreciating that he took the time out to come meet us at REI.
Yeah.
And then we got lunch and just, you know, caught up, and he called me. So we might go see him on the way up tomorrow.
Yep.
So again, it's just like, it's the little things. And he's got this new bus he's working on. I'm not going to spoil anything, but if you're following his Instagram, wandering bus dude, sorry, bud, more work for you.
Now I got to edit that in.
Just don't do it. Make it look stupid.
That's a little thing I enjoy.
Okay. Yeah. He's got a shower in the new bus, right? So that's a huge perk. He doesn't have to rely on Planet Fitness, which is fantastic. Like, Planet Fitness or bus life is pretty good from what he says. But yeah, just those little conveniences that we definitely take for granted every day. Yeah, I thought it was funny. I just brushed my teeth out there because I wanted to...
Oh, we were totally making fun of you.
Were you brushing your teeth outside?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know. See? I was like, yeah, there's a sink inside, but I got a gallon of water, my toothbrush right here. I'm just going to brush my teeth in the grass.
That's what I did. I'm like sitting there with a towel. I'm like, look at this fool is out here brushing his teeth outside.
Don't even tell me.
Let's just appreciate that he didn't, like, in the morning, just didn't go to, like, take a piss, like, right there on the tree instead of going inside. Let's just be happy with that. I don't care if he brushed your teeth outside. So.
I did do that.
But again,
in the morning?
Yeah, like 5 a.m.
Think about how cool that is, though. Like, in a way, like, the three of us who never really get to be together.
Yeah.
And then me and Talon got to sit and make fun of Chris brushing his teeth outside.
Well, like, on the butt of the jokes. Getting ready for breakfast, talking to Chris's dad and everything. Yeah.
Dude, this is a good weekend so far.
Yeah, it's been a great weekend.
And we get to go hike the Appalachian Trail. Dude, I keep doing this. I'm just so excited.
I don't know why you're doing that.
It tilts. Oh. It tilts. So you can play chess or you cannot.
Or backgammon. Real quick side note that I'm going to tie back in.
Mm.
Why don't you tell the people why we were at REI? Because they don't actually know yet, because since the episode came out about planning vacation, plans has changed.
Yeah, they're gone. Bumsy couldn't join us.
Bumsy.
I did it again. All right, hands are off the table.
That's it. Couldn't, done with the table.
I'm done. Jared cannot join us because he's going on a vacation with a girlfriend, and, you know, it just didn't work out. It's cool. But, so because of that, Maine is no longer a thing, so Scotland. We're going to Scotland. Going round trip to Dublin, and then from Dublin going to Glasgow. Glasgow going to the Highlands, Isle of Skye, and Scotland. So, don't all you go out there and join us, because we want to escape people. But
yeah, we're not going to tell you when we're going. You'll know after we get back.
That's a good point. Yeah, go to Isle of Skye. It's great, right? I don't know yet, but...
Pictures look cool.
Yeah, the pictures will be sick. And I'm bringing my camera, which, by the way, we're recording on, so...
Yep.
That's pretty cool. If the sound quality is better or worse, I don't know, let us know, because...
We'll find out.
Yeah.
I mean, we won't be able to do much about it.
Yeah, so if you're listening, thanks. If you're watching on YouTube... Hope you're enjoying the view. So Scotland's going to be sick. Going 2 weeks backpacking. That is like, that's a big thing, but it's also a little thing. Like, we're enjoying the experience. We're enjoying not having stuff and, like, not taking stuff for granted, right? We're literally, I bought a new pack, and we're going to live out of our packs for, like, 2 weeks. And I haven't done that yet. And this week was a test run. I did it again. Damn it. But this week was a test run, right? I was like, Randy, I'm bringing only this bag, and I'm going to see what I need, because there's an REI in Delaware. So if I need something, which paracord I need, appreciate the little things, bring paracord. Paracord's a little thing that goes a long way when it comes to camping and backpacking. But we're not a camping channel, so I don't know why I'm getting to that. But, yeah, it's going to be sick. Hopefully we don't have cell... I mean, I'll have cell service, because I think T-Mobile works, but you won't
probably
the first time. Yeah. So we're going to go back, not off the grid. We'll be in civilization here and there, right? But it's going to be sweet. And I'm going with my friends, and then our buddy Dallas is joining us, hopefully.
And hopefully Britt Chris.
Yeah, and Britt Chris
might probably listening. Out there.
Yeah, he is probably listening. And this is the thing, like, all these little things, like, right? I have friends across the world because of my job and who I've been able to meet. And, like, just even just appreciating that is a massive little thing, right?
My thing.
It's the culmination of little things.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
Honestly, like, even, like, just, like, growing, like, through multiple years and stuff like that, it's just a bunch of little things just affecting you in little ways. It's like, I don't know, like, 2 years ago, could you see yourself just backpacking Scotland?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Exactly.
I never thought.
And I'd be okay to do it alone. Like, I've grown enough to, like, I'm okay being alone, which, I mean, if you saw... What day is today? What's the date?
Today is the 24th.
April 25th, if you've... No, April 24th. I would try to go on the podcast episode, but I'm talking about the Instagram post.
Mm-hmm.
If you've seen the Instagram post today, April 24th, the PSS said, or you can just do what Chris does and be lonely with his cats and plants. So, I've learned to be alone, and that's also another little thing that I appreciate.
Yeah. I got... I know this is something that you can agree with me on for sure. Something like that's a little thing that I appreciate, and I think, again, a lot of people take for granted is, like, just nature and, like, being able to be outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's a big part of what this trip is going to be about, and, like, going camping and everything. Like, we went and camped and we're out on the beach on Earth Day.
Yeah, oh, that was sick.
It was awesome. And, like, for me, like, it's just one of those things where I don't picture it. I don't picture myself doing it. But then next thing I know, it's like, I'm out here. I'm on the beach. It's April, like, 23rd or 22nd. I had my feet in the water in the ocean.
Yeah, it was freezing.
It was cold.
It was cold.
It wasn't terrible, but it was cold, and my feet felt great afterward, I'm not going to lie. But, you know, it's like you never think about that, and just, like, the stupid videos of us, like, running around, like, running in the water, and I ended up being totally soaked if you saw it on the Instagram story. But, yeah, I mean, it's like – is that kind of stuff, you know? It's like I'll remember this weekend my whole life.
Yeah.
Like, it's been so great. And, you know, it's just, that's just the kind of things you have to do. You got to think back fondly of the good memories. Like, it's just it's just a terrible existence if you just dwell on the bad. And, I mean, I think one thing that I think I've done pretty well in my life is I'm pretty good at letting stuff go. You know, I have a bad day at work, but... You know, maybe it's one bad day. Like, because I have a bad day, it doesn't mean the next 3 or 4 or 5 or days or a month has to be bad. I'm pretty good at, like, you know, I have the bad day. It's like, okay, tomorrow's a new day, and it'll be better. And that's one thing I've gotten good at, and it's made me so much happier because it's not just focusing on the negative all the time. It's like I have a positive outlook. Like, I think I try and go into every day thinking it's going to be a good day.
You know how to make it every day a good day? Listen to Lessons Learned podcast on your way to work, which I bet you're probably doing right now because it comes out Monday mornings. So if you are, thanks. You can also, you know, go to a coffee shop and read. Little thing.
Oh, stop it. The table.
The little thing. I'm so excited. There's this coffee shop back home. I'm not even going to tell you because I don't want you to go to it because it's secluded. And I like it that way. I'm taking Talon and I'm taking Randy and we're going to go there. Put on some music and just grind away, you know, work on the podcast, work on, read a book, you know, work on my photography. And I'm going to bring my camera hiking with us. So there's going to be a ton of little things that I'm just really, really looking forward to that I don't get the chance to do in Nebraska, especially with like my childhood friend and then my Air Force friend for 6 years, 7 years, right? It's just those little things that are just so nice. And you got to realize that while you're in the moment, like we've been saying. But yeah, so we're going to go to this coffee shop. We're going to read a little bit. Might even listen to an audio book on Audible.
I mean, we have a little road trip, so might as well.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you want to do that, you want to be like us. I don't know why you want to be like us. Just kidding. You should want to be like us. click the link in the description. We're in person.
We can
we're in person.
Let's, you know what?
In person. If you're watching on YouTube, click the link below.
It's under below. Under the table.
Yeah. Wait, what? It's under this thing that I keep touching.
Oh,
these are just checks.
A receipt for Audible.
Yes.
Just, free. Yeah, just kidding. Yeah, it says free for 30 days if you click the link in our description.
Did you just say clink?
Clink. Click. Click.
I'm not editing that out.
Click. You don't have to.
Nope.
Click the link in our description. Thanks for calling me out on that.
I'm sorry.
No, it's cool. It's okay. The little things.
I'll give you some credit. Something that I would never have thought would be enjoyable, just like sitting out when we were doing camp the other day, we just started taking pictures.
Dude.
Like, yeah, what the heck? Why would, in any situation, why would you just be like, yeah, let's just take, like, 20 pictures and compare them with each other of the same bridge that we're just looking at in real life.
We had a ton of fun doing it.
Yeah. Instagram post. There it is. The bridge pictures, we can do all three, and you guys can vote for who took the best one. We won't even tell you whose is whose. We want an anonymous vote.
I like it.
Little things, man. Yeah. Mine's going to win because I'm a photographer.
He put a lot of effort.
I put absolutely no effort into mine, and
it did come up
pretty good. I think mine's pretty good contender, so.
Yeah. So, you know, if you need to get out and realize, you know, what's something small that I've been taking for granted, you know, take a weekend trip or even just hit up your friends that you haven't seen for a while. Be like, hey man, let's just hang out. Let's go grab a coffee. Let's go hang out for an hour. Let's go on a hike, you know, enjoy nature. That if you can hike, do it, because I can't always go hike. Talon, there's nothing over there. Now you're in person.
There is stuff.
But he's appreciating the cup holders in the table. Yeah, fidget. damn. I lost my train of thought.
It's all right, because I got this.
Yeah. No, wait, I got to finish it. I got to loop it back in. Oh, yeah. So if you can't hike, do it, because I always want to hike, and I don't have that option. Always. I have to spend a lot of money to go to Scotland to go hike, or a lot of money to come home to New Jersey and go hike. I mean, Nebraska got something, and I make it work. It's little things, but...
I mean, it's a little crazy. I mean, yeah, you might be a Neanderthal, but... but, like, it's weird how all humans, no matter how far we've evolved and, like, the technology we have, we still, like, we just have, like, this innate love of nature.
Yeah.
Like, when you go camping and just, like, look up the stars, like, that's as enjoyable as watching, like, any TV show.
I'd way rather do that than watch TV.
Watching the fire and everything like that. Yeah. Like, why?
Setting the fire the other night.
Yeah. The whole thing. We were in there and we started this fire. It was a communal fire. No one joined us because we're in East Coast. It's not the same as like Midwest where everyone would, you know, be out there talking, right? But it was cool. We started the fire. We didn't have a lighter, so we went and asked like some people for a lighter, and we got a lighter, dude. And like that was a little thing that was went a long way. So we had a fire, and we were able to sit out there and talk and just stare into the fire. And like, I mean, if you've seen Game of Thrones, the fire tells you a lot of stuff. But I'm just kidding. That was a nerdy thing. But
Throne games.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and like, you don't always have to go on some big extravagant like vacation to do this stuff. I mean, like, yeah, we're talking up our Scotland trip and it's going to be awesome. And we know that. But I mean, just for this, like I took a couple days off of work, like just 2 or 3 days. I took two days off of work, you know, hang out with my buddies, like get to do stuff and make memories that'll last a lifetime. Like that's to me is worth taking the couple days from work and like using up a couple vacation days.
Yeah.
Absolutely worth it. Like definitely do that kind of stuff too.
Right. And shout out to Jared. Jared messaged us. I felt bad.
Oh,
he was like, I wish I could be there. Like, I'm really upset I'm not there right now. So, buddy, we do miss you. You're here in spirit. And
also, we did mess with him.
You're here.
Stop.
You're here in spirit. Right in the center of that table that I cannot stop touching. Anyway, in Jared's spirit, I will do the outro.
Okay.
Cool. Thanks for listening. Tell us about the little things that you appreciate. I'm looking right at you now. Like, the camera's there. I'm not on Discord. I'm looking at you. Appreciate the little things. Leave a comment. What do you appreciate? What's something you've done recently that made you appreciate little things? Or what's something you plan on doing? Let us know. If you have any other topics you want us to talk about, comment them. Send us a DM. We can do it anonymously if you'd like. If it's something personal, you just want our opinions on it, let us know. Again, we've got an affiliate link down below for Audible. And we've got a Patreon account, which our previous post, April 25th, or 4th. Fourth, I did it again. April 24th, there's a part 2 coming out for the relationships episode. That can be caught early, and we're going to do more of that. So like maybe the Patreon will release it a week early. Anyway, consider clicking it. Support the show. We appreciate you. The little things. That's a huge thing, so thank you. Yeah, from all of us here at Lessons Learned.
See you next time.
See ya.
See ya.
See ya.